do you know that's electric guitar and you need like an amp to plug it into? And you can't play guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the third installment of our series,
Alan.
A lot about nothing. I suppose we do, in fact, have to start off
with the now something
customary wine and cheese.
Yes,
Sammy, seems you do the honors.
I will do the honors. Jacob, mm-hmm. Will you do the honors of me doing the honors?
I will definitely do your honors. I want cheese.
Oh, do you want cheese? Okay, you got a cheese and you got a dog with you. You and the dog, it's a pug, okay?
It's a pug.
You got a pug and you got a box of cheese, okay? These are all different types of cheeses.
Sorted cheese. Is it like a cheese board?
Yeah, it's like a cheese board. You can use like, you got like, what's it, like moldy cheese. You've got like stinky cheese.
Stinking bishop.
Yeah, that one. Pug in your hand and guess what?
What?
You just realised it's not your pug.
It's not my pug.
No, it's not your pug.
Oh, God.
Some angry black guy is chasing after you with a sword. It's not even...
Wait.
It's a machete. And this is based in around 1930s, before the breed of pug we even bred. But just go with it, okay?
Oh, right. Okay,
so you've got a pug, and this angry black guy is chasing after you because you stole his pug and his box of cheeses.
It's a bucket of cheese
Yeah,
now.
It's a bucket of cheese now.
Okay.
It's changed, okay? You've got a bucket of cheese, and you've got a stolen pug. They're both stolen, actually.
Oh, God.
This black guy, right, he's so angry. He's chasing after you with his machete, and he's like, give me back my items, my specific items. That's exactly what he says.
Oh.
And you say, how specific? And he says, very. And he's like a mile away. So, you know.
God.
Like a bit of a communication error there.
Yeah.
Because really he was just saying.
Is the pug like angry? Is it like.
No, the pug's like kind of just chilled about all this. He's kind of got like Thug Life glasses on. Just like with a
he's
spliff.
He's got a Thug Life cap as well.
Yeah, fedora. Yeah. He's got like a spliff in his mouth. And,
okay.
And you're like, oh, dude, what do I do? You're like talking to the pug and the pug's like. This isn't like, yo, dude, this is like...
Calm down, man.
Yeah, calm down, man. This is all up to you, man. You know, I'm just a stolen pug, man. Okay, you're like, oh, God, okay. And you have, like, three options this time.
I'm gonna throw the cheese!
No. What you're gonna do... All right, this is... Listen here.
Funny reference.
What you're gonna do is you're either gonna hide behind a tree...
Yeah.
Okay. But the tree is like a really bad tree, and it's like
a really bad tree.
It's like I don't know.
Has it killed someone?
Like audience, the tree is about 1 meter tall.
So it's like a bush.
Yeah.
All right.
So you hide behind this bushy tree.
Yeah.
Or you hide behind this like random brick in the middle of the street. By the way, you're
a single brick. How big am I?
You're like a human size.
What?
Okay. There's a single brick. By the way, you're in like China or Japan or somewhere, but there's like loads of people, so
okay.
It's gonna be really hard for him
to like
find
really
you.
Smoggy.
But like, seen as like, I don't know, but anyway, yeah. Anyway, what happens is you can either hide behind this bush tree,
yeah,
hide behind a brick that's like a singular brick, or you can go into like one of the Chinese or Japanese restaurants.
Fine, I'll just go into a restaurant.
Okay,
then.
You go into the restaurant and there's loads of people and they all stand up and look at you really awkwardly because you know, like. You just walk into their palace of wisdom.
Okay.
And they all kind of just like go, oh God, and they're whispering to each other like, oh God, why is he in here? Yeah. Why the hell is he in here?
Yeah.
He's got curly hair.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And like, and then you just realize that you're not actually in Japan or China, you're in Korea.
Wow, so that's borderline racist. Anyway, yeah, continue.
Okay. And they're like, no, this is China. And you're like, oh, so it was China.
Okay.
So you're in China, okay, and the dude's like, what do you want? Because he's, like, serving you. He's kind of like a gangster. He's kind of got his gangster cutler, like he's a chef.
Why is everybody gangsters? The pug's
no,
a gangster, the restaurant owner's a gangster.
He's not, he's like a chef slash gangster. He's, like, kind of like, He's kind of got his chef clothes on, and he's kind of like really, really like impatient. He's like, "What do you want? Give me the orders now. I go cook for you, man." So, you know, you're like, "Oh, I'll just have a steak."
I'd like cheese,
and
please.
The black dude's looking for you. He's like, "Where is he? Oh, I'm gonna get that dude." And you're like, "Oh, I see him, and he's outside, and you've got to hide. Like, you've got to, like, mix in with the crowd whilst you wait for your order."
Okay.
Because, you know, you just randomly ordered a steak.
Cheese.
Okay, with cheese.
Yeah.
You got your cheese, and you... Wait. You don't actually order the cheese, but you get to put...
I order another cheese.
I'll give you the option to put the cheese on if you want.
Thanks.
Okay, you go and sit down, and you try and blend in, but the dude clearly sees you. The dude clearly sees you from the visible crowd.
Does
and he's
he
like,
recognize his pug?
Yeah, and he sees you and he goes to enter the shop and basically that you have to run away.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, "Oh, I'll give you order. You want kind of just ran away at that point.
All right.
You've ran like through the cooking area.
Yeah.
Like, where all the people are cooking.
Yeah.
And there's, like, knives being thrown at, like, walls and stuff.
Is that how they do cooking?
Yeah. They're, like, playing
knife
darts.
They've got, like,
darts.
A shrimp
tied
to the wall. And
yeah, the,
knives
like,
at it.
Knife darts, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
And there's, like,
skills.
You look to the right and you just see, like, Russian roulette. But...
I just see Russian roulette. Yeah. He's sitting in the corner. He's best mate of mine, Russian roulette.
Yep. Anyway, alright, you get out and you're in like the back alley streets where there's loads of drunk people and dead people and stuff. And you see a bag. You can hide in the bag. It looks all gunky and stinky, but you know, you can hide in the bag where it's all sticky and wicky. Or you can carry on running down the lane where there'll be like more people walking along, like students and stuff. I don't know.
So it's a college.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna run along the street and try and again blend in with the crowd.
Okay, you run along the street. The dude follows you, and he sees you walking off with the pug and the cheese.
No.
He sees you, because you know you've got a pug.
Can I just drop them?
No.
Actually, I want to keep the pug. I'll drop the cheese.
You know, you have the cheeses for later, man.
Okay.
For that party you just realised you were going to.
Oh, I see.
So, there was...
It's like an under-16s party, so I can't bring alcohol, I'm bringing cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay, and just then you realised it wasn't your cheese.
I already realised that.
No, I stole it
from this black guy.
I know, but the black guy was secretly an insane techno badger.
What the hell?
Yes.
Why are they following me?
Because they hate you and they want to castrate you. Like they did to me.
You can't just steal that from my wine and cheese. You terrible man. Get your fingers out.
You run along the street. The dude's following you and he's like, "God, give me back my pug and my cheese." And you're just running along the streets and there's loads of people looking at you like, what the hell? That dude's so weird. And anyway.
He takes off his mask and he's PewDiePie.
Oh, no.
He's like, "Give me back my pug."
No, he's still a techno badger.
Oh god, okay,
But what happens is,
don't worry.
The dude's got his claws out and he's ready to strike. You can either face him or run.
I throw the pug and run.
No, you can't throw the pug.
Why not?
You need the pug.
What for?
The pug is essential.
I know I'm bringing cheese to the party, but why do I need to bring a pug to the party?
You just need a pug, okay?
Okay.
Pugs are important.
Is the pug the DJ?
Yes.
Yeah, we need a DJ at the party, so I thought I'd bring PewDiePie's pug.
Yeah, Edgar. Ow! Ow!
Yes.
Get off my finger.
Okay.
You've got your pug and you've got your cheese, and the man's chasing after you. The techno badger's chasing after you. He's like, "Whoa, give me back my cheese and my dog!" And you're like, "No!" Like really, really far in the distance. And you can either face him or you can carry on running. You see like a ladder going up, and then you see like just next to the ladder.
It's a well-known fact that techno badgers are like Daleks and they can't climb ladders or stairs.
I know, but
so
right next to
that.
It. No, dude.
Yeah.
You don't know what's next to come.
Okay.
Next to it, you see a sewer thingy. You know the thing that blocks off the sewers. That's like slightly open.
Yeah.
You can either go down there and try and hide, or you can climb up high.
I want to climb up high.
Okay, so you climb up high, and the techno badger is still visible, and like he can see you too. And he tries to like scurry his way up, like, and you know you've got time to run away. You've got time to think of a plan.
It's like does not compute. stairs because my computer.
Okay, you've got time. Eventually, he's gonna be like, "Oh, these are stairs. These will be easy. I'll just like use my hands and feet."
He's still. This is the first time he's encountered stairs.
Yeah. So you see like a plane that's traveling like 150 mph, right?
That's really slow for a plane.
All right, 2,000 mph.
Okay.
Okay, and it's like going. It's like one of those massive planes that fly really low. Okay.
Oh, you mean it's taking off?
No, it's not taking off. It's like landing. It's like some stupid captain or whatever they're called that just like to fly low for the sake of peeing everyone off.
I think they do that because they're taking off.
No. He's already took off. Like the airport's like 10 miles away.
Okay. All right.
No. Not 10 miles. Let's just say. I don't know, like, in another country. But dude's just, like coming in for landing, I guess. Not taking off, but he's coming in for landing. He's flying low.
Yeah.
Can I either, like, you know, test your skills? You don't have very good skills.
Can I jump onto the plane?
You can try and... There's, like, a little, like, hinge bar. Like, a little tiny bar that's just big enough for your hand.
150 miles. 2 million miles per hour, actually.
No, 2,000 miles per hour.
Yeah, my arms would come off, so, yeah, I can't do that.
But the thing is, though... That right next to your when you're up the top.
Do you need the toilet?
I really need a pee.
Why do you always need a pee when we start recording?
I don't know.
Just go.
No.
Do the pee.
I refuse.
I'll edit all this out.
No.
Just go.
Okay. I can't.
It's alright. You can pick it back up.
Carry on with the story.
God.
Okay.
Okay. Finish this. Like, then you gotta go.
You
right?
See a badger techno arm that's like mother. Being capped. Like what's the word? It's been sawed off by someone else.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
It's like some random techno badger on the roof's arm is just flailing about. And you can pick it up and try and use the arm to grab
onto
it.
Oh, I see. I could... do I have to chop my arm off?
But the thing is, though, you really have to be quick about this because the techno badger's got up.
Yeah.
And there's like 7 feral dogs that are like trying to rip off your testicles. Like, they're all up on the roof, just, like, searching for
bodies. You've
got to
think of something more original, Sammy. Come on.
All right, fine. There's some rabid man that wants to rip off your testicles.
No, the dog bit was original. It's a testicle bit that's not original. We can't just keep rehashing that every episode.
He wants to rip off your earlobes.
He wants to steal my pug.
Just like he did to Vincent van Gogh.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, he wants to rip off your earlobes and sell them on eBay.
It's a big market for that.
Yeah. Anyway, he's running at you. The techno badger, like, he gets up. You have, like, a millisecond, or you can just jump off the roof and, like, test your luck.
Well known, I'm a ninja.
So it's either you jump on the plane with the techno badger arm that's flailing about.
All right.
Or you just jump on the roof and land in a garbage
film. Film with Will Smith.
Robo
something. No, not RoboCop. The one with Will Smith in. I Robot. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh.
Is it good?
In it, he's got like a robot arm. It's pretty sweet, and he can spray skin on it so it looks like normal.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, I'm gonna rip my arm off. Stick the robot.
You're gonna rip your arm off.
Yeah, I have to.
You don't have any like stuff.
So I grasp it with the other arm by the wrist.
Yeah, exactly.
Just pull it off.
No.
It's detachable. It's got a button.
Your arm is detachable.
Yeah, you just click it.
Since when?
Pops off. You pop
there's a knife. There's a knife. But
I don't need a knife.
But you have to be really quick, so you kind of just have to hack it off as fast as you can.
And just press the release button.
And you just, like, you keep the nerve on there, and basically...
Yeah, you just stick the robot
arm. Let's just say you hack your arm off for the sake of hacking it off, whether you jump in the garbage can or not.
Okay.
And you can either put you're like bleeding out, and you can like now's your chance. Go.
I put the robot arm on.
Okay, you put the robot arm
and
on.
And jump on the plane.
You don't have any sellotape, so it's kind of just flailing about, like still on your arm.
Damn
so,
it.
The dude's like you can see around the homeless guy's like belt. It's like some really badly like gaffer tape. And you just like kick him on the floor. You steal
Whoa.
The gaffer tape.
Whoa!
The techno badger jumps on you. The plane's like right next to you now. You've got to do something as fast as you can. What do you do?
Oh, I hold on to the dangly bit that you mentioned earlier.
Okay. Your arm rips off. The other arm you had rips off.
Why did I grab it with the other arm? I want to grab it with the techno arm.
There's no chance that you can get that plane now. Your arm is still attached. to that little hinge, and it's...
Wait, so I've got one techno arm that isn't properly attached because I didn't have any sellotape, and my other arm's just gone.
Yeah, it's just still flailing about on the...
Oh, God! On the end of the plane.
Okay, and you have no choice but to jump off. You steal the man's... You steal the gaffer tape, you sellotape back your arm, and you I don't know, steal the techno badger's handkerchief and sellotape it to your arm.
Oh, so it staunched the bleeding now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The techno badger's... handkerchief was in fact a techno handkerchief, so it like molds into my body.
And now you jumped off. You jumped off into the garbage bin. You close the lid, and you have to wait a whole day.
I can't believe you haven't gone to the toilet, Sammy. Go to the freaking toilet.
No.
You're sitting on my bed, fidgeting, gyrating.
What?
Moving up and down and around.
Gyrating.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, you've waited a whole day.
Grasping your crotch.
You've waited a whole day. It's like 10 p.m. right now. You get out the dumpster bin. All the like people are gone. You've still got your pug, and you've still got your cheese that you just dropped on the floor.
I
like,
guess I had to feed the pug the cheese to keep it alive.
Yeah, like that's what you need. But
pugs
like,
eat cheese.
But you can't go to the party anymore. So.
Oh, did I miss the party?
You missed the party. Actually, I think it's on right now.
Okay, so.
You're really looking it up.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Can pugs eat cheese?
That's actually a thing.
Is it? Oh my god, wow.
The internet, everybody.
I thought they could...
I thought they could, in moderation, of course. But if this issue, I will stop. Can it cause health problems? Am I a bad mummy? They love it! Many even give pills of cheese.
Oh my god.
You can give your pug cheese pills. A little cheese now and then is okay. Wesley loves cheese! It's a great training treat.
That dog's so derpy.
Look at the little pug. Anyway, I'm distracted by pugs. Carry on.
Anyway, you feed the cheese to your pug. The party's on right now.
Oh god, I gotta run to the
party. Wait.
The pug's the
wait,
DJ.
Just
I'm bringing all the booze.
Do you try and look for safety, or do you just go to the party?
I assume they've left me because I've been in a dumpster for a day. They probably forgot me, so I just go to the party.
You run to the party, and there's dudes there, they all invite you in, you have a good time, you wake up in the morning, you're hungover, your pug's gone, the cheese is gone.
The pug's been the DJ, he was a great DJ.
Everyone in, like, that was at the party's dead but you. The techno badger's like feeding off of the bodies and stuff.
Oh.
And you kind of just wake up, he hasn't realised you're like still alive. And what do? There's a window that's open with like wind gushing through it.
I just googled, can pugs be DJs? Apparently they can't.
Oh. Anyway, he's still a DJ, you know.
Yeah,
fictional. You know. I really need a pee.
Go for a pee!
No!
Get out!
Ah!
Go for your pee!
I don't need a pee. Go!
Oh, God! Get out of here. Just do a pee. Come back. Be quick.
Where's the toilet? Oh, I know.
You know where the toilet is. Like, six rooms in this house.
Where were we?
I was
at
party.
Oh, yeah. You were at party. Everybody's
the pug
dead.
Was a DJ.
The pug's, you know, he's
I've
just
got a
went.
Pug calendar here.
The pug's gone.
Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah. That was where I got the idea from.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, well. That's very true.
Anyway,
That's him.
Yeah, that's him. That's Edgar the pug.
Yeah.
Copyright. Anyway, no, that's him. Oh, that's so much better.
I think
better.
There's a better one somewhere. August isn't very good. He looks... Oh, no, I don't like that.
He looks alright. He's, like, chilling.
That's him.
That's the best.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Okay, so there's a window. It's, like, gushing wind. It's like gushing
Howling
so
wind.
Much wind. Oh, it's so windy. And there's, like, leaves coming in and everything. And you're kind of just, like, stuttering a bit. And he gets a bit alert. And he's like, what's that?
He didn't notice me. Was I, like, asleep under the...
Yeah.
Sofa or something.
No. You were like underneath a dead body.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he thinks you're dead.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So you're kind of like, oh, dude, what do I do? The door's wide open. You've got two options. You go through the window that's like right next to you.
Go through the window.
Or do you run for the door?
Always go for the window.
Okay, so you run through the window. Your leg gets jammed in the window.
How?
The dude, he bites off your whole, like, from the ankle.
Oh my god.
He rips off your ankle. Like, leg, foot from the ankle. You've got one arm, you've got another,
what?
Like, techno arm, and you've, like, got no, like, balance on your left foot.
Can I try and steal a techno leg?
What you do is you get some old homeless guy's shoe.
Why is it always homeless people?
I don't know.
What have you got against homeless people?
Nothing. Fine, you get some rich guy's foot and you chop it off with the knife you had a minute ago and you just kind of sellotape it on.
Slightly better.
Yeah, you sellotape it on.
Okay. So I've got a sellotape now.
So you're like limping because you can't really walk properly. Like, you stole a right dude's foot, so you got two right feet.
Oh, no.
Anyway, the techno badge is sinew, but you're like, you're really far away now. He's like, if he goes out in public, people will like scream and shout and let it all out.
Scream, shout, let it all out.
So, basically, you got away. You got some rich dude's foot.
Foots are very, like, limbs are very interchangeable in this world.
Yeah, like, and guess what? Guess who you come across?
Oh, could we do with some prit sticks?
Yeah, we could. Anyway, guess who you come across?
Who?
Guess.
Guy who played Admiral Akbar.
No.
Warwick Davis.
No.
Queen?
Nope.
Prince Charles?
Nope.
The Sheriff of Nottingham?
Nope.
Will Smith?
But now you see clearly now.
I see clearly now, the rain has gone.
Like, the party made
you... All the obstacles in my... Okay, yeah.
The party made you sober again.
So I see the guy who was chasing me originally because it was his cheese.
Yeah.
His pug.
And he's found his pug, he's got his pug, and he's like, wait, hold up, I just wanted to say sorry for all those bad things that happened to you. I'm just gonna invite you into my house and we can have a good time.
I don't want to go into his house.
You're forced to go into his house. He chucks you in the back of his van. There's loads of horrible things in the back.
Oh my god.
He drives off and you're like, what do I do?
Try and make it child friendly, Sammy.
Okay, what you do is you can pick lock. You're not very good at it, but you can try anyway.
Lock
or
what?
Yeah, lock, yeah. Or you can smack the dude that's driving in the head and you can...
Surely he's got a divider if he's a professional.
What is that? What divides the back from the front?
Yeah.
No, he's not a professional.
Oh, okay.
He's just like some trucker dude.
Oh. Okay.
You can smack him in the back of the head. Well, I guess he...
That'll probably kill us both, so, you know, I'm just going to try and lockpick.
Okay, you try.
Yeah.
You've only got one lock.
Yeah, because it's only one lock on the door.
No, you only one on one pick, sorry.
Right.
And you...
You know, lockpicks don't actually break that easily in real life. And you... That's only in Skyrim.
Succeed. Oh. You succeed. You open the door, but he's going like 60 miles an hour.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. He's like speeding through the motorway like, I've got to get home. I've got to get home. He's
going, I've got a robo arm though. He's
going
jump.
Like, he's going like 90 now. But the chances of landing on your arm, like you break your techno arm, but you'd still like survive the fall. He's going like 90 miles an hour. Like the speed of a train.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
The speed of a train.
This dude isn't joking. He's taking this super serial. Anyway, alright, you're like, oh, dude, what do? Do you take the risk or, hear me out here, do you climb on the top of the van?
Yeah.
And, like, shout.
Jump to another car.
Yeah.
That's going marginally slower.
Yeah.
Jump to another car.
Yeah.
Which is going even slower.
Yeah.
Jump to another car.
No.
Which is going really slow. No. And then jump off.
No.
No.
You can call out for help, like, to see if, like,
I want to do the jumping
people
thing.
Like, phone the police or something, like, you know. But anyway, you what do you do?
I want to jump from car to car.
No, Jacob.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
Too late. I've done it. I'm already on the second car.
No.
Moving to the third. And there's nothing you can do.
The story forces you to jump back into the van.
God damn it!
You're now back in the van. Your only option is to smack him around the head.
Ah.
You try. And you succeed. The dude's knocked out. You're splailing. The car's like driving off the
road. Can I just reach for
it? No. The van is like going into a ditch.
The off whole the point side of this the speed. Is that the player
the car
gets
is
to make
going.
Choices.
The car is going off into the ditch. Like, and you're like, you're just about to crash, but some stupid old guy in front of you just pulls out, and like you crash into him.
Right.
And then like the old guy in front's dead, but you're still alive. You're
Way.
Just like concussed a bit. Like, only a little bit, and you're like, your ears are ringing, and
yeah.
You get out the back of the van, and like, everyone's like looking around, like, everyone's crashed on the motorway, and like, some old guy, some other old guy in his other car, that's like a Mercedes or something, I don't know, like some rich old guy gets out and he's like, hey, how's it going, man? You want to, you know, check in, get in my car?
No, I don't want to get in anybody's car.
I'll give you a ride home.
Go home.
I'll give you a ride.
I don't want to get in your car.
I'll give you a ride home.
No.
Why have you got grass?
It's for sellotaping to faces. Should I sellotape some grass to your face?
Why?
That's why I wanted Pritt Stick, so I could like put some of this grass on your face.
Why?
This is Citadel Glade Grass, finest finest manufacturer.
What's the point in that?
It's for Warhammer.
Oh, is it?
For the bases.
Oh, cool.
It's an example of my fine work.
It's alright. It's pretty good. Yeah. Anyway, back to the story. Yeah. Some old guy's like, oh, I'll take you around home. Where do you live? And you tell him the address. You get in his car, and he turns out he's a very nice man.
Oh, he's like a genuine nice guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to be for long, though, is he? Because you're the story master.
No, he drives you home. You get out of the car, and he grabs you by the rich man's ankle.
Why is nobody just like a decent person?
No, they're all terrible. He grabs you by the rich man's ankle. He rips it off because the sellotape's the gaffer tape's really bad. And he's like, no!
It's not easy editing, you know.
Sorry.
It takes years.
Okay, so he turns out to be not a very nice guy.
Just, have to listen
just
to
as
the
you
whole
try
thing.
And get out of the car. But it's okay. The good thing is your leg fell off, so that means...
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
The high point of this situation is your leg fell off.
It's good, though, because it saved you from bad encounters.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you get out of the car, and you've got, like, no ankle. The dude drives off, like, really disgusted and annoyed because he was going to, like, do stuff to you.
He's got my ankle, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even my ankle.
It's some rich dude's ankle that you chopped off on the street.
I guess it's quite valuable, then.
Yeah.
It's like a celebrity ankle.
You get in your house, you're like, oh... Finally, I can relax. And then you realise...
Can it have a happy ending, please?
You realise that...
You left the oven on and my house is burnt down.
Your auntie...
Yes?
...was a cat.
Oh my... Jeez...
And your auntie accidentally stuck clay to an explosive.
You mean Semtex?
Yes.
My auntie had Semtex.
And she blew up the whole street building.
What?
You died. The end.
I'm doing the next one.
Okay.
You're going to live at the end.
I'm going to live.
You're going to live.
I'm going to do this.
It's just going to be like, you got up in the morning. You went on the train. You go to school. You meet your friend Jacob. Slaps you. You go on the train together. You go to school. You have a normal day at school. You go home. You go like to your bed. You go to sleep, and it repeats for the rest of your life.
Oh,
you don't go to college or anything.
Every day.
You don't. Yeah. You know. You don't go to college or anything. You don't graduate. You don't do anything.
Yeah, but surely if I don't graduate, then that means you don't graduate because you've got to slap me for the rest.
No, we're stuck in a time loop, man.
Oh my god, man.
We've got to break out. We've got to break free.
But, like, every time I die, I just don't die. It's, like, one of those things I've got to realise.
What's that film?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
I've got to realise that I've got to...
Yeah, but only you remember.
Yeah.
And everybody else... Oh, that was quite a good film, actually.
Yeah,
I like that film.
That was a good film. Anyway.
Tom Cruise was like, don't swear.
I'll let you do the outro.
I don't want to do the outro yet. I want something on Twitch.
Twitch?
You know Twitch?
Well, there's a PC right there.
Oh, yeah. We're going to... If we do a live stream, probably be on Twitch. Like a live podcast, because they do podcasts on Twitch.
Sick.
Yeah.
Let's let everyone know yeah. that.
Sometime in the future, we'll be on Twitch. Also, I want to... You've got to fix your computer, because I want to... You know, I want to start doing some gaming videos, because it'll be funny, because it'll be like this, the podcast, only there'll be a visual thing too.
Yeah, well, that sounds good.
Just talk about nothing, as we usually do, but they'll be playing a game as well.
Yeah.
Good idea.
That sounds good.
Thank you.
Wait.
I'm waiting.
Any news or anything interesting that you've done?
Well, walking to the station today, there was a nice young woman walking behind us. You can say the rest. That wasn't
okay.
Really that funny.
Jacob.
It was funny at the time.
Jacob was just being weird and like talking to her and stuff.
Jacob, Sammy kept asking this girl what train she was getting on. And she got really, really creeped out. She was like, what the hell? You don't need to know what train I'm getting on. And he's like, what if it's my train? What train are you getting on? What train are you getting on? And he's like, go away! Anyway, meteorite. Oh, look. Overwatch pre-purchase.
Oh, what's that?
It's Overwatch.
What's Overwatch? It's
coming out. You know... Oh.
No, I don't know.
You don't know Overwatch.
Meteorite what?
By Bethesda. No, not by Bethesda.
Kills bus driver.
Bus driver and injures three others after crashing into college campus.
No way.
Bus driver may have become the first man to be killed by a meteorite in nearly 200 years after he was struck dead in the university campus.
They say it like this is a good thing.
Yeah, the victim was standing on a patch of grass near the cafeteria of the college before the... In Vellore, in Tamil Nadu, in India, where the space rick hit. Typo. That's a shout out to the mirror. There's a typo in one of your stories. Okay. Thank you. He died on his way to hospital. Two gardeners and a student were also injured by the falling object. Official said the dark blue stone resembled a diamond was found at the scene. That's the picture there.
That's pretty cool. I mean, except from the fact that it kills someone.
Scientists meteorite was indeed the 40 behind the 40-year-old's death. Oh, fascinating. You got anything you'd like to say? It's not about Freya.
No, not really. I mean, you know, like Jacob said, we're going to be doing some gaming videos. It's probably just mostly going to be, I don't know. Was it Planetside 2?
Yeah, I want to do a Don't Starve. That'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be good. Yeah. You Don't Starve get, together.
You should get Civ 5.
I'm getting a new computer and
you
stuff.
Like Civ 5.
I'm getting a graphics card that's only like 2 gigs, so I'm probably going to need to buy a new one.
You already got one of those.
Have I?
It's 1 gig, yeah.
1 gig? Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
And what's yours?
Mine's 2.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, mine's not that good. I need a new one, really.
Anyway,
we don't have the best computer, so we won't be able to play like awesome games. We'll be able to play the bit.
Still play games though. Still gonna be fun. I think this is gonna be on Twitch, YouTube. I don't know.
YouTube, yeah. Well, Twitch is for live streaming, really.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if we've done our live stream, we can just upload it to YouTube afterwards. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Start a channel. We have to come up with a name, like, right now.
Right now. Oh, my God, we got to do a rap as well.
Yeah, let's do that.
It has to be in a thing.
Oh, we got to do that quickly, then.
Yeah, okay, come on.
Wait, we need to come up with a name for our channel, but it needs to stick, because once we've told the audience, like, they're going to go look it up and stuff.
Oh, we'll do it afterwards.
No, we need to announce it now.
Because we haven't made the channel yet.
Oh, and also, okay, I need to announce something. Basically, what's going to happen is we're releasing all three podcasts at once.
This is the final one we're recording.
And then we're going to start doing it every Thursday.
Yep.
For the rest of our lives.
Once a week.
We've been doing this anyway, but it's just we're going to release the thirst free
quickly.
You know, you guys can have a good time. And
I'm just about to make a Facebook page for Alan as well, so be sure to follow that.
Also, you know, just have fun and do whatever it is you
stay
do every
strong.
Day. Stay strong. Stay
in the face of GCSEs. Anyway.
Stay strong with Viagra. Anyway,
that's such an
intro. You gonna do the outro?
The outros for the last two episodes have just been goodbye. Cue the music. Thank you.
It's pretty sick. Do you want to do that? Should we do it in like sync?
That's
in like
a rap.
In tone? No, wait. It's not a rap yet.
It's not a rap.
We have
Sorry.
To do it like Sorry. Together.
Would you like some face paint?
No.
I feel this urge to give you face paint. Like
I don't
I've had
want
it for
face
a while
paint.
Now. It's alright. This is.
Oh God! It's green.
That's right.
Oh, it's not right.
It's water-based. It's fine.
It's water-based.
Yeah.
Does that mean when it soaks into my skin, I won't die?
Yeah. Oh, that looks pretty sick.
You're not just drawing a penis on my nose, are you?
No, I'm giving you, like, tiger lines. You are
cool.
Ninja Tiger now.
Ninja Tiger, is that my name?
You should have let me done it with gold leaf.
Go. Do it right now.
People listening will get why I'm not doing that. But anyway. Yeah, should we say goodbye now?
Alright, we have to do it in sync though. 3, 2.
For all of us here at Twerking Owl Productions,
goodbye! Have fun out there, you stupid. No, I'm joking. Good. Goodbye. Have fun. Bye. 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 Oh.
Shout out to Joe.